Just like fashion, the art of gardening has trends and styles that are often here today and gone tomorrow. Growing green, edible landscapes and heirloom seeds are hot topics for this year's gardens. A few years ago, companion planting was all the rage, with books like Carrots Love Tomatoes touting the virtues of pairing plants to benefit each other as they grow. Marigolds buddied up to green beans as their floral scent supposedly chased away bean beetles, and cabbage and catnip were often next-door neighbors in an attempt to discourage destructive caterpillars. However, companion planting is on the negative side of the news, as two university studies in Georgia and California reported that companion planting in terms of insect control really doesn't work. But before you throw out all your organic gardening pamphlets and wash your hands of companion planting, you need to know that in some cases, the idea of pairing plants is still a winner. Success usually has to do with attracting beneficial insects, though, rather than keeping out the bad guys. Dill and anise are welcome mats for developing a praying mantis police force, and a variety of flowering shrubs and perennials will host a host of butterflies, which are definitely beneficial insects in terms of brightening a gardener's day. Perhaps the most famous companion planting is an ancient Native American technique called the Three Sisters, involving the planting of corn, beans, and squash in a way that forms a natural support system for all three crops. The method has been used for centuries by tribes across the U.S. Flat-topped mounds of soil are built to accommodate a cluster of the three plants, beginning with corn or maize in the center. Squash and beans are planted around the outside of the corn plants when they reach a height of about 6 inches. The corn provides a structure for the beans to climb. The beans provide nitrogen to the soil for the other plants to feed on, and the squash supplies a shading mulch to discourage weeds and retain moisture as it spreads along the ground. The prickly hairs of the squash vine also help to deter pests. Along the North Atlantic coast, a rotting fish was often buried in the mound to provide additional fertilizer. And the tribes of the Southwest improved on the system by adding a fourth sister. A plant that would produce flowers to attract bees was included in the mix to help pollinate the beans and the squash. Though I've often heard of the Three Sisters, I've never tried my hand at planting it. However, next year I just may give it a try. Each summer, the Denver Botanical Garden features a Native American garden complete with a Three Sisters planting. In talking with the staff, I've learned that it doesn't always succeed with fancy hybrid seeds. The system was designed to provide food through the winter and used old-fashioned dry corn, winter squash, and climbing beans that would produce dried beans for winter eating. Sweet corn, summer squash, and snap beans will require more space between plants, more soil nutrients, and more water, and often a sister or two may not make it to harvest. Rather than suffer a death in the family, I think I'll try the old seeds in the old ways. And by the way, if you happen to run into a Sacagawea dollar coin, you can get a look at the Three Sisters planting method on the reverse side.